Friday, August 1st, 2008. Top U.S. official denies arms freeze. Congress displeased despite reassurances from the White House. Seven representatives introduced legislation requiring the administration to provide detailed briefings. A top-level White House official denying that the Bush administration has imposed a freeze on arms sales to Taiwan on Wednesday reiterated the U.S. commitment under the Taiwan Relations Act to help Taiwan in its defense needs. Dennis Welder, the National Security Council's Senior Director for Asian Affairs, told reporters, "We continue to live up to that commitment. There are many engagements between the United States military and the Taiwan military. Nothing has been frozen in this relationship." Welder made the statements in response to a question during a briefing on U.S. President George W. Bush's trip to Asia, at the end of which Bush will attend the opening of the Olympic Games in Beijing next Friday. Welder's comment came 2 days after he reportedly met with visiting legislative speaker Wang Jinping, a meeting that led Wang to say he was very optimistic about the U.S. position on arms sales, although he received no word as to when the sales would go through. There is no change in America's policy toward Taiwan, Welder said at the briefing. I think there has been a misunderstanding in the press that somehow we have put this relationship on hold. That is not true. We continue to have very robust relations with the Taiwan military. We continue to assist them with their self-defense needs, and that is the policy of the United States government. On the arms sales packages, which have been on hold since last December, allegedly to avoid China's disfavor at a time when the administration needs Beijing's help in a number of foreign policy crises, Welder said, there are many discussions that take place at various levels with the Taiwan military on their military needs. We are evaluating those needs and we will notify Congress of our decisions on various arms sales at the appropriate times. Bush will leave for Asia on Tuesday and visit South Korea and Thailand before arriving in Beijing on Thursday for a 4-day visit. As part of the trip, Bush will hold a meeting with Chinese President Hu Jintao, but Welder declined to say whether the arms sales would be an issue that would come up during the meeting. Meanwhile, in an attempt to hold the Bush administration's feet to the fire when it comes to its deliberations on the current arms sales issues, seven members of the U.S. House of Representatives, including some of Taiwan's most ardent friends on the Hill, introduced legislation on Wednesday to require the administration to provide Congress detailed briefings on its deliberations. The bill reflects the displeasure among representatives over the Bush administration's rumored freeze and its failure to keep Congress fully informed of its thinking on Taiwan arms sales, congressional staffers involved in the legislation say. The bill would require the Secretaries of State and Defense to give the House Foreign Affairs Committee and the Senate Foreign Relations Committee detailed briefings on a regular basis on the issue starting 3 months after the bill is enacted into law and every 4 months thereafter. The bill would include any discussions between Taiwan and the administration and any potential transfer of weapons systems to Taiwan. The bill's author, Ileana Ross Leitinen, the ranking Republican member of the House Committee, has been a powerful supporter of Taiwan in the committee and has taken on a greater role since the death of former Chairman Tom Lantos earlier this year. The committee's chairman, Howard Berman, is considered much less favorable to Taiwan's interests than Lantos or Lantos' predecessor, Henry Hyde. Other co-sponsors include Tom Tancredo, perhaps one of Taiwan's biggest champions in the House, and Shelley Berkeley, a co-chair of the Congressional Taiwan Caucus. The sponsors feel that by blocking the sales for political and foreign policy considerations, the administration has violated the letter of the Taiwan Relations Act of 1979, which governed U.S. relations with Taiwan. The act requires the U.S. to supply arms to Taiwan in such amounts as the country needs to protect itself against a Chinese military attack. Under the Act, in deciding whether to sell the arms, the U.S. must make its decisions based solely upon their judgment of the needs of Taiwan, the bill says. Congressional sources complain that the administration's reported reasoning for the freeze, which includes concerns over China's opposition, Bush's impending trip to Beijing for the opening of the Olympics, and the need for China's cooperation in the North Korea nuclear stalemate, is a violation of the base solely mandate. They also complain that a recent statement attributed to Admiral Timothy Keating, the commander of U.S. forces in the Pacific, that the U.S. consults with China about arms sales to Taiwan runs afoul of the Act and former President Ronald Reagan's six assurances that the U.S. would not discuss the arms with Beijing. If the bill is taken up by the Foreign Affairs Committee, it probably would not happen before September, given the Congress impending month-long recess that could coincide with the administration's notification of Congress of its plan to sell any of the frozen packages under the most optimistic timetable of supporters of the arms sales.